Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Their MO is they're going to punch you in the mouth. They're going to run it downhill. They're going to run it with their quarterback. They've put to rest the whole, we don't want to risk our quarterback getting hurt early in the season. No, it's their identity. It's how they're going to win games, is they're going to run downhill with their quarterback, with a great running back, with a stable of running backs, but their starter is really, really good. And they're going to play the tight end game, the slot receiver game, and it's an interesting, unique approach. It's going to be a unique challenge for D'Amico Ryans. Here's Matt Burke talking about just that, about the threat of the Buffalo Bills offense and how unique it is.
Yeah, great players. Great. And, you know, if you think, like, I would say they're sort of triangle of, you know, Shakir in the slot and then the tight end in the back, sort of those inside pieces. They're huge weapons for them. And, you know, they try to get those guys in the matchups that they want. Back's a really good receiver, explosive with the ball in his hands. Tight ends obviously become a huge weapon for them as well. So I think it's just part of their sort of philosophy of working some of the inside part of the field with those guys and trying to get those guys in mismatches. And like I said, part of, like, to me, you know, them getting the ball out of his hands fairly quickly, just it's like, let's get into a good spot and let those guys do some work. So sort of us closing space and challenging those guys and closing for tackles and tracking those things are going to be big, because, you know, in some case, you can't take away. Like, they can throw some screens and just get the ball in those guys' hands, and we have to be good on the perimeter and sort of defending that piece for sure.
The part of that, we discussed the D-line aspect of it earlier. The Texans' interior defensive line, about it preseason, I caught a lot of flack about this because, you know, everybody felt good about the interior defensive line. Right now, between the tackles, the Texans are giving up over 5 yards a carry. And that's a problem, right? And we, coming into the season, we knew that was going to be a problem, right? They swung and missed on a couple of big fish in free agency, a couple of interior defensive linemen. They end up with about four or five journeyman kind of players that are good players. But again, we're talking Super Bowl caliber run stopping type of players, and they just don't have that interior presence right now. We'll see if D'Amico Autry can fill that role when he gets here. He's a little light for me at that position to fill that role, but we'll see. When you look at the D line problem, they're going to have to fix it by adding more heads to the box, to the line of scrimmage, right? And Matt Burke talked about defending that tight end, running game, slot receiver, triangle, middle of the field. And that's real. I think that's going to be a problem. What that does is that's going to put Derek Stingley and, more importantly, Kamari Lassiter, it's going to put those guys on an island. And whether it's like right away we see it as we're watching the game, or if it's post-snap and it's happening and they're trying to defend it, those guys are going to be on an island more times than not in this football game. If not, then Josh Allen's just going to eat, and Cook's going to eat all day, right? When it comes down to it, those guys are going to be on an island. And so one of the biggest matchups, other than the interior line versus this Buffalo run game, to me is Stingley and Lassiter versus Keon Coleman. By the way, I left him off the mix. He's a receiver outside that I think he hadn't necessarily shown it yet, right. But he is a guy that I believe can go somewhere and start. I apologize to my man Keon Coleman.
Still has to prove it, though.
He's got to prove
your defense,
it. Yeah. He's got to prove it. Keon Coleman, Mac Hollins, and Valdez Scantlin. Those are the three guys. Stingley and Lassiter. What we've been told about Lassiter, now I believe we're there with Stingley, but what we've been told about Lassiter, if they can't put cuffs on Keon Coleman, Mac Hollins, and MVS, then we're gonna have to have a conversation on Monday.
Absolutely.
That matchup, Luke, that matchup right there is gonna be big Sunday as we see if Josh Allen can throw it over the top when D'Amico collapses that defense to stop the run.
For sure. I'm with you. Those are the two things. We talked about running the football on offense, and then this would be the thing on defense that I would say if you can't execute this on Sunday, we need to have some serious conversations, because that's where the Bills are weak. They can't stop the run on defense. And then on offense, as we've been discussing throughout this afternoon, and it's been the talking point since Diggs left Buffalo, they just don't have the playmakers on the outside. Their approach is better as a group, you know, than having that one big star on the outside. So the Texans should absolutely be able to shut down these wide receivers, should not get torched by these guys on the outside down the field, which is why I think, with all that said, this is a bit of a tough matchup for the Texans, because I think Houston has the better roster. Obviously, they'll be at home. These two teams have the same record, so theoretically on paper, you know, they're about the same. The point spread's 1 point, so Vegas sees these two teams evenly. But for me, the Texans are much better in stopping the pass, or have been, at least statistically, right, this year, than the run, whereas the Bills' strength seems to be the run game. And then on the flip side, Texans have been better on offense throwing the football than running the football, where the Bills' strength is more stopping the pass. So it's kind of the strengths versus weaknesses. Something has to give Sunday, and that's my concern. Houston, absolutely the Texans should be able to lock down those wide receivers. But even if they do a good job there, will they be able to do enough up front to slow down Cook and Josh Allen? That's my concern on that side of the football.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, it's still an early season, so the jury's still out on a lot of this stuff we're talking about, particularly with the Texans. I don't cover the Bills on a day-to-day basis, so I don't want to speak necessarily to them. But look, to me, the 5 yards of carry between the tackles, I'm not a big stat guy. I'm not a big lean heavily into the box score or lean heavily into advanced stats. I do think it obviously lends itself to telling us that there's a little bit of a problem there. I think the Indianapolis Colts would have, had they stuck to a downhill between the tackle run attack, I think that game would have gone a little bit different. I think Shane Steichen would tell you that he got away from it too quick. And then you look at kind of what's happened of late the last couple of weeks, the secondary is getting exposed. Whether it's Eric Murray or it's Lassiter or it's Jalen Petrie, I mean, those guys are getting exposed a little bit, and there's a little bit more of a concern there going into this Buffalo game. So, again, we'll see. All those guys step up and play their best football. The Texans step up and prove that they're a top team in the AFC, or – you know, we see what we saw against Minnesota, and you got some major problems, and we got some conversations to have.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.